doing these bonus gun wash sessions where it's like bonus. If you listen early, you
exactly,
listen. Yeah,
dude.
You
know we're live saying? Right now.
I know, my dukes. I was about to say.
This is After Hours programming on HRN. The views and opinions of this show do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Heritage Foods USA, or any of our sponsors. Again, this is After Hours programming on HRN.
Gun wash news time is 56 degrees here in Bushwick, New York, 7:30 p.m. And even though it's still raining, it's always raining on me. Please help us not die. Stay tuned.
Help me not die. Help me not die. Help me not die. Help me not die. Help me not die.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Guys, I gotta tell you, man, you make me so happy here, man. That was, yeah, we had Armando, thank you for the intro. We have a round of applause for Armando, big years. Fuck yeah, man. Bad boy, yeah, bad boy, yeah. Bad boy. That was the first, officially the first gun wash that I didn't do the intro. But it's Aaron here. As Armando told you, it is 7:31 if you'd
today's
like to set your clocks. You can, hey, go ahead. That's fine. No, play it, Jack, play it, go. I don't care. I don't give a fuck, man.
Thanks for listening.
All right.
I'm off, man.
We got MC Todd. No. Is that it? Oh, I got
it.
Right.
It's MC Todd.
MC Todd is in the house. I tried to give you the dap earlier, but you were in the middle of a story, and you were like, this kid is kind of like
gave,
a little
he
kid.
He gave you a dap, but he didn't give me a dap.
I know, because I wanted to accelerate it, because I was afraid like I was interrupting the story. I didn't realize I was interrupting the story, but then eventually, yeah. So, welcome to Gunwash. You know, you can always find us here at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday evening. We're in Bushwick, New York, and we're on HeritageRadioNetwork.com right here in cozy little Roberta's Pizza in Brooklyn, New York. But, you know, if you want, you can also go to gunwash.com. If you go to gunwash.com, you'll see the same exact stuff.
Hi, this is Michael Gonzalez.
Today is...
Who's Michael Gonzalez?
Hello, my name is Michael Gonzalez.
Who is that?
And I'm on Gunwash. Okay, sorry, that was an aside.
Hi, this is Michael Gonzalez.
So today we have, okay, so this is an important episode because I wanted to do, you know, something about, because we're everyone in this show, you know, we're all collectors and you might call us hoarders in a sense. We have, you know, we're really into Jet Moto, you know, we're really into like fucking Sega CD and Sewer Sharks. And so today we brought in sort of like a special group of collectors, and I will get to that. But first, Spliffington, if you're ready...
I was standing in a New York with a big spliff in my mouth. I was standing in a New York with a big spliff in my mouth. Here comes a Babylon, he want to but I out, he must be freaky. The Babylon, he must be freaky. Original sense, he mean I can't stop bun. Yeah, you know, all youth and youth put on the gun. You don't know, so yeah, you know, herb, you deal with, see, legalize it. Yeah, X amount of things.
Herb can't too much. Herb can't too much.
Yeah, the herb is medicine, it's not poison. It was found on the grave of King Solomon. A wise and a conscious man. It's the healing for all nations. Okay, TK, TK.
This is the original poison. Herb man, big thing.
Me a herb man, no poor man. Me a no crackhead. Don't want me bun herb. Sometime me get a red herb. Alaska.
I was standing in a New York with a big spliff in my mouth. Here comes a Babylon. He want to but I out. He must be freaky. The Babylon, he must be freaky. Original sense, he mean I can't stop bun. Yeah, you know, all youth and youth put on the gun. You don't know, so yeah, you know, herb you deal with, see, legalize it. Yeah, X amount of things.
Herb can't touch. Herb can't touch.
Yeah, the herb is medicine, it's not poison. It was found on the grave of King Solomon. A wise and a conscious man. It's the healing for all nations. Okay, TK, TK.
This is the original poison. Herb man, big thing.
Me and no crackhead. Don't want me bun herb. Sometime me get a red herb. Alaska, I run and every man I have fun. Light up the sun, the scars, herb a be fun.
Yeah!
95 pound a weed. Don't want me love ganja. We no give up when they see it. 95 pound a weed. Don't want me love ganja. We no give up when they holler man. Put down the coca, start smoke, sensei mania. No matter people, me say that you no be member. enough man a retire. One fight against herb, say he must be a oppressor. Got put a panel and boy, who no fi make it on ya. Never make fun, fi kill you one brother. He never make nappy stab up who no one another. He never make poor, fi mash up your smoke. Said he a be born every minute, every hour. Me a herb man, no coat man, me a no crab header. Who want me bun herb, sometime me get a redder. Alaska a run and every man a have fun. Light up the solid scars, herb a be bun.
Watch on up, around and Jesus sweetness and the whole monster crew riding west. With quarter pounder in the cup, if it's not sex, make it rest.
Give me nothing, because I'm ganja man a smoke. We not go take no white man dog. Ganja feel legal, ganja feel legal. And while we win, we die, we should not have to serve no time. Ganja feel legal.
Trusting ganja in everywhere, morning, night, and day. I don't tell you the people are say, we ganja in everywhere, morning, night, and day. I don't tell you the people are, after me wake up in the morning and me burn up one split. Get me mind and my soul and all my body uplift. Do some exercise and get me body well fit. Babylon come and all of we them one trick. Take with sense and mean, I give we cocky and fit. My brain wash we well diplomatic and apartheid system.
Because a ganja man a smoke, we not go take no man. Ganja feel legal. Cause when we win, we die. We should not have to serve no time. Ganja feel legal. Yes, it feel legal.
When it's come to this thing called bad man, you know how we roll already. I got my rolling paper and I gotta be down. Yo, definitely not right now. Yeah, hear me? Hey.
Me smoke the weed. The weed. The weed.
When it's coming, I got think called bad man. They I smell say, yo, pass up the arm. But it's like,
world is in trouble. Anytime. Come.
And I gotta be down. Yo, definitely not right now. Yeah, hear me? Hey.
Me smoke the weed. The weed. The weed. Till me eyes a bleed, I bleed, I bleed.
John, John.
Past the trees, the trees, the trees.
BMG,
give me a whistle, please. Please, please.
I'm just warm, full up in a my lungs with boom. Wait till me a choke. Pass the key, now I no Pepsi, no no Coke. A boy have season weed, I dust me temper in provoke. And when it come to chronic, I make no mistake. I misdeed me mean, but you take it for your joke. Maybe lit in a room and blow the smoke on the poke. And from your sniff coke, you hang yourself with a rope. A weed we a promote most.
Smoke the weed, the weed, the weed.
Till what?
Till my eyes are bleed, I bleed, I bleed.
Want a bigger Herbman from Trelawney, Herbman from St. Elizabeth, Herbman from St. Thomas,
and Herbman from West Milan. Where I come from? Herbman from all over the land. Merciless, make them understand, make them understand, make them understand. Please expose me while the light must flip. Oh God, I gotta take a lift.
The cocaine, the cracker, when me not go sniff.
So people excuse me while me light me flip. Then me tell them, herb is the healing of the nation. Smoked by all different generation. Herb is the healing of the nation. And it was here from creation. And Solomon grew up the centimeter was thrown. So I pick the seed and then we reap by the pound. Got me a peel and tell Sergeant Brown.
Him and him friend, them all a comfy bunny down. Herb make me wise, me not go be like no clown.
Me not trespass, spend no coke compound. You a herb man, nobody can push your own. Love the sense me, now you feel it out of sound. Herb is the healing of the nation. Smoked by all different generation. Herb is the healing of the nation. And it was here from creation.
Like a chronic reunion, new song.
But tell me how the man will stop it when them can't stop cat from money. me connect. Me all alone, they tell me.
God knows. New song.
But tell me how the man gonna stop it. When them can't stop, cat from Bonnie connect. Me all alone, they tell me. Me all alone. Stop, get my money connect. Me all alone, it's me. Me all alone, it's me. Me all alone, it's me. Challenge, challenge. Come in, say Babylon, can't. DJ Beatman.
Me saw the seed, we got the trace, and me have to rape it. Anytime we dig a tree, you know the sun, me put it. And me put it on the tree, me take the knife and sew it. One buckle again, it's me use and get me chalice. Anytime me know the cup, she use the matches, light it. Same place, me lose the smoke, and I'm going to smell it. Same place, the smell is smoking, me got one for me. Be the man that thinks like that. When I stop, chat, let
me.
You know, bring me up then. Gunwash Radio, my name is Aaron. Everyone, please do me a favor tonight because it's a special night and call in if you know what we're talking about. 718-497-2128.
I'm so high, man.
Good. You could do a round of applause after that one.
I don't even have my effects, dude. Young Joe switched it all up on me.
Mighty Joe Young, son.
I got like
up,
this.
Man. Mighty Joe Young. Nothing. All right, so you guys, listen, like I always say, gunwash.com, of course, heritageradionetwork.com also works. If you want to call in, 718-497-2128, we're here every Wednesday night at Thursday, 7:30 p.m., and we're happy. Thank you to the New York City Department of Corrections, because Armando will still be here for another...
2 weeks.
I thought it was... Oh, right.
May 13th. Anyone want to take me to the airport?
Yeah, so Armando needs what?
I need someone to take me
spliff?
To the airport
spliff?
At 5:45 a.m.
Spliff has a whip. Spliff has a whip.
In the a.m.
In the a.m.
We're going on a little blunt ride.
All right. So before we get into the craziness.
If I have my car here, I will.
Everyone, okay. So I won't be here the 24th. So we're going to have, and Armando's not going to be here either. So we have to really actually come up with a solution for this. And the reason I'm mentioning it now is because I know how things kind of, you know.
We got to be adults.
You know, I know how things sort of, you know, sort of just, you know, don't get taken care of because, you know, it's Gunwash. So tonight on Gunwash, we have a couple guests. Our friend Sam is here. Man, I wish we had that applause.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find something.
You got to find something to play so we can, like, introduce the guests. Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, party people?
Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us? Tonight is a hobbyists episode. It's an episode for collectors. It's an episode for people, you might want to call it, we're hoarders. We hoard things. You know, it's things that other people don't know about.
Bring out your fish hooks.
Like the first version of Jet Moto. And that's soft. That's like a soft example of what I'm talking about right now. I gotta be myself.
Anyone got the clear purple remote for N64?
Anyone have a snap bracelet that says Dare? That's what I'm talking about. Sam, welcome to Gunwash. How you doing, man? Talk directly into the mic.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm here. Basically, I started an organization called Graph Mags, and the purpose of this organization is to preserve the history of graffiti magazines, which are kind of a lost phenomenon of, you know, design and publishing.
Where's that portfolio going? I want to look. It's right in front of me. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Sam. Earlier, when Armando was telling me about it, I was like, "Are we gonna do an episode on graffiti?" I was like, "I'm not really like I kind of stopped. Like as soon as I went to bookings one time, I kind of like stopped doing graffiti because I was like, this is like not." Max, you went there one time, right?
Yeah, one time.
Not for writing on stuff, though, right?
No.
But when I sat down with you, and I saw the pure. I mean, this is just really great stuff. Basically, our friend brought in a portfolio of Graph Mags. That, correct me if I'm wrong. Focus on the late '80s, early '90s.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I first started seeing and collecting graph mags back in the early 90s.
Spliff is like, Spliff's trying to take the folio. I'm going to go through it one more time, and then I'm going to pass it around here.
Cool, man.
I mean, we're talking about, like, I got stuff here. Clean Train.
Yeah, that's a...
1997. Looks like we made it in, like, when the fucking first Macintosh came out.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I saw some things there that was before. That was 1987, not 1997.
Well, the history does kind of go back to about 1983, 84 with a magazine called the International Graffiti Times.
Also, they had that? Oh, was it
yeah, it's also known as IGT. And that was basically put out by a guy named David Schmidlap, who was a photographer and wasn't really a graph writer himself. But he was kind of inspired by, you know, like these anarchist newspapers and stuff from the 70s.
Oh, yeah. These are for sure. I mean, these look like they were like Xeroxed on a...
Yeah. And
on something that isn't a Xerox machine.
Yeah. This first IGT was actually more of a broadsheet format, which was like a, you know, 17 by 22 sheet that kind of folded up like a subway map. And he put that out kind of like for a few years, you know, basically like 84 to 87. And then the other magazines started coming out. There was one called Ghetto Art, which was one of the first in 87, which was coming out of L.A. and came out like six issues to like 89, which turned into Can Control, which is still being published today.
Can Control.
And
hey guys, hey Peanut Gallery over there. Why don't you get involved in the illustration conversation?
I think you should pass. Can you read that note out loud, everyone?
Yeah, Max. Bode is here, and we also have a special friend. Hey, introduce yourself.
I'm Alex.
Alex is here. Hey, Evan, you're allowed to introduce yourself too.
I'm here by myself.
People know me.
People, the Gunwatch people, they know Evan. We got some illustrators in here. Hey, did you guys get a chance to look at these?
Hi, this is Michael Gonzalez.
They're pretty great, man.
You find them pretty great?
They are good.
Who is that guy?
They have a lot of good characters.
Hey, this is Jean-Luc from Lodus Wines in New York City.
You just play the whole drop, then, at least.
Jeebus.
All right, so, okay, so, Sam.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about, we have, you know, shenanigans here. We sort of just, you know, we go along with it. Oh, by the way, gunwash at Gmail if you want to fast blast me. Seriously, because I'm on the email more than I'm on this newer, you know, this other, like, I'll do the Instagram thing, but, you know.
Except
this,
for right now, so you can't email right now. Call.
Oh, yeah, I've been really bad lately. I haven't brought my laptop to Gunwash.
It's too hot to carry a laptop right now.
What's that?
It's so humid outside.
Oh, wait, we have a call? Oh, thank you. Yes, you should call if you want. Yes, yeah.
Don't be scared.
Don't ever be scared to call Gunwash. Very supportive community here. 718-497-2128. We're right in the heart of Bushwick.
Gunwash.
Roberta's Pizza. Very, very safe here. The people in front of me are... The people sitting outside the window, like, I'm sure the on-air
sign. Look how he's eating, though. I'm looking at this guy right here.
They gave me a nasty look when I turned
the on-air. I'm sure that the on-air sign makes you nauseous while you're eating.
It's a J-date.
They were debating over who should eat the remaining fried string bean that remained on the plate.
And they gave it to the black guy.
He
looks like he's from Detroit.
Yep.
He does not.
The other one's from Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's from Detroit. The other guy's from Cincinnati. And he does not. He's eating all his food.
And right
one
now.
One just got to the city.
And right now they're talking about apps. And they're like, this place is so great. And I like.
And the black dude has
I
lip.
Heard.
And the black dude has a lisp.
I read in Elle magazine so that cool. I'm the mayor on Foursquare here.
I did not know arugula tastes so good on pizza.
Real talk. That shit
is
good.
Arugula is delicious. Let's go back.
I want a salad pizza. Excuse me.
Hey, but can we go back to the pre-internet? You know, things
okay,
how people...
Okay,
go, okay.
That, I am sorry. I do apologize for that. Okay, first question from me, and then we'll open it up to whoever wants to ask anything. Who are the writers that you majorly follow throughout the span of your collection?
How old are you, Sam?
And feel free to talk about your collection, what it is, where it spawned from, how many you have, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, the collection basically started back in around 93, when I first started checking out graffiti magazines. And in Boston at the time, there was some really good ones. You had, you know, Graphic Violence by a dude named Target, a couple other of his cohorts that kind of took it first as a skateboarding zine and then flipped it into graffiti. And, you know, guys like Wombat and SP1 were putting out a, you know, skills magazine and stuff like that. And it really introduced me to graffiti from all over the world. And I was like amazed how, you know, I was seeing stuff in print and things that were from different cities. And it just was inspiring how there was like, you know, elements of design and sort of like a do-it-yourself kind of entrepreneurial spirit that was happening in these publications that were handmade. So,
you know, I gotta tell you something, Sam. You know, being involved in being heavily involved in graffiti here in New York is not really a fun occupation, I don't think. I think it like involves a lot of like personal I mean, am I wrong?
I don't
think it's a very fun occupation. I don't think it's a very, I think it kind of is like upsetting a little bit.
It's just a really,
I think it's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Well, I think, you know, one thing that these magazines were providing, like Armando was alluding to, was, you know, this was all happening, you know, late 80s, early 90s, before the internet was really a forum for people to kind of put it out there and connect with each other. So, you know, this was like a really kind of a global phenomenon, networking experience that people, artists, were having with each other all over the world. And, you know, I found that fascinating. So, you know, I started hoarding these things for like the better part of the last 20 years.
How many magazines do you got?
The collection or the library is, you know, it's a couple thousand pieces. And it got to the point where I really wanted to kind of put it out there and take it from just like this massive personal collection into, you know, something I could share publicly and kind of bring this back out, because the publishing kind of ended once the internet took the place of, you know, that immediate, you know, networking amongst people.
Yeah, this is not, yeah, this is like pre, this is like, I mean,
like, I'm looking at, the word internet did not exist yet.
Not to, I want to, hey, because I got to, I know, Spliffington is trying
to
grab,
Spliffington
is trying to grab the magazine out of my hand. Can I read one thing here?
Okay. That's like one of three, bro.
Big, okay, hold on, I'm reading, first of all, this is Stephen Powers, this is Espo's first magazine, by the way, it's called On the Go. 1997, six, peep. Yeah. There's an article in here that's entitled "Big" by Steve Money. And
I would, yo, Steve Espo,
Max Glazer.
Espo,
dude.
If you're listening,
is that Max
Glazer?
Your
magazine,
Max Glazer?
Yo, we're really into that magazine, man.
Probably, right? I mean, you know what Max Glazer is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What page is that?
DJ.
Who cares? It says OTG's 95. This shit is real
I'm
gangster.
I'm
gonna
send
is
that guy
real gangster. Link.
Yo, that magazine is bug. Who's on the cover?
Oh, ODB, Old Dirty Bastard. This is like Stephen Power, like the one and only Espo. This is like his first.
You saw
magazine.
That shit in downtown Brooklyn?
Listen. Hey, Max Glazer, if you're out there and you're listening, and there's a low, extremely low possibility that you are. I'm reading an article right now by you from like 1996, dude. It's crazy, out of this world. I just, you know, I was at first I was really
skeptic.
I was skeptical about talking about graffiti on Gunwalk. But now you really sold it on me, man.
The thing is, it's not just graph, because I feel it was a hip hop element.
Right,
before,
you know, a lot of these elements just kind of got buried in these magazines and were sort of forgotten. So
also a lot of the elements of hip hop got pimped out and turned into like mass media, like, you know,
big,
you know,
boobs.
Yeah, so
like that,
that's,
you know,
sort of why I felt it was necessary to kind of organize this project. And
that's why we played dancehall.
If you go to to graphmags.com right now, you can sort of read a little bit more about the project, see some pictures, and please, I encourage people to subscribe to the mailing list, and the actual site's going to be up soon with a library. That's
my actual site's going to be up soon too. Yeah.
You can browse these magazines and see what's out there and get a taste for it, and also have a platform to sort of collaborate with artists that were involved with these magazines and kind of bring this artwork back out and kind of do new projects with it. So,
word.
All right, who's next online to look at the magazine? Spliff, you're about to go on, so you can't look at it yet.
Spliff,
He might take a magazine. We gotta keep an eye on him.
Oh yeah, Spliff might take one of these. I got one in here. No, I got one in here that Spliff will like.
I was gonna say why, Sam? How come you wanted to do the online thing besides like a book or something?
Yeah, it seems like your whole thing is about not being online. I guess online is the answer, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
internet online.
Certain projects are kind of been in the works. Have been in the works. You know, there was a book deal that was potential, and then kind of, you know, they weren't really ready for it at the moment. So that's why I felt it was good to kind of do something that was for everybody and kind of let the website be a platform for other projects to come out of. You know what I mean? Like, you know, installation work and, you know, possible... You know, it's kind of endless. You know, this is a body of artwork that, you know, to be brought out and revamped, I think, could be really cool. And so I'm putting the website out there in the library as sort of a base for people to kind of see what it is and inspire some ideas.
You know what's crazy?
What is crazy?
The pre-internet is on the internet.
Yeah. No. Well, you know, it's funny because me and Evan were talking about this the other night.
Yeah, but that's Wikipedia.
Yeah, but Wikipedia. Yeah. All that stuff. But listen, I think the real pre-internet stuff takes place on like forums and like car blogs
or
and
mailing
stuff,
nerd
blogs.
When stamps was
like
20 cents.
You know, listen. You know where on Gunwash exactly the most obscure, the secret of secrets, dude. Remember that thing I posted on Facebook today, the hot moto speed?
Oh yeah,
dude, I got that off a VW forum. I got that off a geek car forum, dude. That's where the shit
forums
is.
Forums are the shit.
Some fat kid with pimples.
Dude, forums... don't... I like
the shit.
We can't talk about it too much because someone's going to like make an app or some shit and fuck up
it's
forums.
True, yeah.
And it's like so fucked up, man.
Fuck it up for everybody.
Yeah. Yo, I just want to say happy 25th episode to Gunwash Radio live in Brooklyn.
What are we on? 28 now? 28th episode?
I think we're up to like number 27.
Seven, I think. That's whatever. So 27. Yeah.
Duciete. Oh my god, someone outside in front of Roberto's Pizza just got hit with an Aprilia dirt bike. Oh my goodness.
An Aprilia, they don't even make trial bikes anymore.
What can we do? Can someone dial 911 for us?
We need to get the upside down sacks, revolving gold fork tubes, and the gold rims.
And the temperature is rising.
Yeah. Okay. Sam, before we go to Spliff, who were the writers that you really... And we're going to talk more, I promise. But who are the writers that you really... that I mean, you know, we all have heroes.
SP1.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I think some of the writers that brought these magazines out, like, you know, Sasha Jenkins, SHR, you know, SP1, Espo, Power, Phase 2, you know, who's involved with IGT. I mean, any of the guys that were involved in bringing this artwork out are, you know, heroes in my book.
Yeah, because I know my heroes. Well, I mean, my heroes are, I feel like, are kind of like the New York graffiti heroes that I'll feel almost embarrassed to say, like J.A. and like stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, the guys that break windows when they're pissed off.
Yo, J.A. 1, if you're out there listening to Gunwash, yo, you're like one of my heroes. Yo,
Breaststrokes.
Yeah, Breaststrokes. Hey, let's get high. Hey, Breaststrokes. Let's get high. Breaststrokes.
Urinating in an alley.
Yeah. His hard cock.
Yo, Joe fucked the mics up, too. I just fixed them.
Yo, wherever Joe is right now, he should mop the floors.
Joe's got to bring me all my backpacks at the same time and cut my hair and give me a shot of Slivovitz.
Drinks on Joe!
If Joe listens to this episode, he's fucked. And if he doesn't listen to the episode, he's also fucked.
Hey, I'm going to kill Joe's girlfriend.
Yo, JA1.
I'm probably fire him,
Yo, JA1, call in 718-497-2128. JA1 and Earsnot, call in right now.
Yo, Irak's having some crazy shit.
Yo, and someone from MOK call in and someone from YKK call in. I want, like, real graph heads. We got, like, you would not believe these magazines that we have here, okay?
And if you were involved in these magazines, you know, we definitely want to hear from you.
I've seen a scuff thing in there.
We
want to
collaborate, you know.
Yeah, if you're involved, Stephen Powers, call in. Yo, 718-497-2128.
I'm about to go hit the computer while Spliff is on
Swatch.
Gunwash at Gmail. Fucking Vertical Yacht Club for the Instagram.
Hey, Ace, I'm going on a date with your wife tonight.
Yo, Ace, I'm going on a... Yo, you're listening to Gunwash Radio right now. We're about to... Well, truthfully, I gotta go take a pee, but... we're also ready for Herbert Spliffington, so if you want, you can certainly we'll let that. Oh. By the way, you can leave me up while during the beginning of the spliffing team.
I can't believe the mics were fucked up the whole time.
Wait, what does that mean?
You and Armando, your mics were fucked up the whole time.
So no one was talking the whole time.
So we got nothing?
No one could hear you the whole time.
No one can hear me the whole time?
I'm joking.
Thank God. Listen, it's at Gunwash for the Twitter, and also gunwash.tumblr.
I know.
Anyone above the age of 14 may follow
and
me.
And right now, and if you're following the at Gunwash Twitter, I'm having problems with miners and people that work at nuclear power plants.
Yeah, and also Gwyneth Paltrow, I seen you were trying to get, I understand you're trying to like get at me, I gotcha. We'll take care of you in the latter part of the show.
Yeah.
So, and sorry
hey,
for
Hey, this is Jean-Luc from Lotus Wines in New York City. You're listening to Heritage Radio.
And Moby, I know I added you. I added you. So it's 8 o'clock p.m. here in Bushwick, New York. Splivington, gunwash.
Now we hear this. All nice and decent, to be the cool man. Then jump up on the case again, man. Roll my upside, twist and palm, and the girl them chill. Be the middle of the one. Tell them a virgin. Sing, 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 sing.
Flesh and blood, man. A flesh and blood, man. A flesh and blood.
Tell them again, twist and tell them again,
man. Flesh and blood, man. Man, children obey your parents, and parents take care of the children. And if your brother should do you wrong, go ahead and forgive him.
We would have been
saying, forgive us all. Come on, a flesh and blood, man, a flesh and blood, man, a flesh and blood. Well, man, a flesh and blood, man, a flesh and blood, man, a flesh and blood.
Bring a man and one, just a look and everything. Say, man, a flesh and blood, yes. And I rap me a rampa, no joke me a make, yes. Say man a flesh and blood, yes. Me nah go skin teeth and me nah go contest. Because talking, every day me get up at the same thing. He nah they get a gun firing. Poop a dead and mama keep weeping. Every Sunday come a be moaning. Me wonder if I'm a flesh and blood then hurting. Missing, say
just not I. Blessed are those who keep the faith and always try to do right. For we're living in a perilous time, and things are not always nice. So my brethren, you've got to keep the faith.
Tristan says,
man of flesh and blood, man of flesh and blood, man of flesh and blood.
When you tell them, say,
come on, a flesh and blood, man of flesh and blood, man of flesh and blood.
Missing says, war is war, it's war again. This bad man simply your life and why. War, it's war, it's war again. This bad man, missing, missing. If you got no balloon below, you will die. Got no balloon below, your mama cry. All original bad man. Man on a bad boy, man a bad man, man a bad granddad. Pin man and one.
Sing, 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 sing.
Well, me, let me pick up them chest. Can me tell them something? Watch me. Me tell them war, it's war, it's war again. This bad man simply to life and war, 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 it's war again. This bad man, me sing, say me gonna go loo below, you will die. Gonna go loo below, your mama cry. Gonna go loo below, you will die. Gonna go loo below, but say you know where them talking. This bad man running a warring. Kappa shot a DJ and starting. Tanya shot a man a blue mountain. Shot all your mama for your dumpling. Shoot your little sister in the kitchen. Shot off your brother at the chicken. Well, yeah, when the bad man sing, missing, 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 say war, it's war, it's war again. This bad man simply it's your life and tool. War, it's war, it's war again. This bad man simply it's your life and then me gonna go loo be loo, you will die. Gonna go loo be lie, your mama cry. Gonna go loo be loo, you will die. Gonna go loo be lie, but see you know me ball. No, yo, this bad man you guy dead now. Shut all your mama for ya bull cow. She's a little sister come in, knock yo. Gonna jump it in a big nap bow. Well, hear me when they then talk now.
This me earn me big gun. Wicked man no one a long story. Black blood, gun no fling rap. This me
world is in trouble. Anytime come.
This ain't Fretless Stone. Bedrock is not my own. Why'd you fuck him in the war zone? Don't shut it out, leave him alone. That's why we say this me and me be cunt. Wicked man no one a long story. Black blood, gun no fling rock. This wicked man me kill your whole family. Well, yabba dabba do this ain't Fred Flintstone. Gunshot give boy no this for lift town. If half course I end up in a war zone. At front me gun you end up in a dead zone. Me come out boy rich a funeral home. Deep in all night me I will shoot up the sound. Boy if he get shot me must have bone and compound. Them can't take man for clown. Well, this me and me big gun on the street. You can never live to tell people you treat. When you're this bad man and them big gun, have him black and them bazooka. Well, Brixton man a bust them gun with pride. Who overdose a gunshot boy till you clawed. Man a wicked man boy go ramp with your size. Gunshot you get them mad and give you sweet try. Boy we no watch and we no listen loud nice. Papa found us just a old nation type. Do some purpose for that no eyes. We'll see my about down to size. Well, this
is
and me.
You want some boy from a bad boy, me declare one to come. Be in the middle of the one. I want my son born together. He then go gone. Who was on? Look up on me and the rifle put down on it. Declare war and the DJ no come. Boy, come and tell me him a bad boy, your tongue. Mud money killer, make them go lie down. To me, then go gone, me no run out a gun. Have to and he pull up a gun. When me pop out me gun and me not see where them turn. What I to run and to touch him me young like a leaf the punchy one jab down pang wrong me ball free paper bun. Me pop out me gun. He gonna never run him would go underground. Free paper bun. Me pop out me gun. When me look round not see where the thing got on. Bunty killer say ninja man me ya your son. Come to run Jamaica with the one roll a gun. When Bunty pop out the whole of them a run. Call Beanie Man and Beanie Man never run. When me turn up and the world where we got me ballin' free paper bun. Me papa on me gun. Nigga have to run them to go underground.
Hey, yeah man. Are you some boy at all about them have Tech 9? Them a lick Glock. Them a lick Rob McMaster. Them a lick Uzi. Name brand gun. Well, Bounty Killer and the old Bounty Hunter together. We have 3 guns in the country. Walter P. B. K. Saturday Night Special and Unfair. Aye, aye, me. Then you get me feet, then fi gun. Get me nyan fi pick up in the tin can be gun. Get me finger fi bust me gun. So boy no run. When you have Gargan gun, boy no run. You have Bounty Killer gun, boy no run. When you see police, I come, boy no run. And I know you up me there when you say tell them what they
can shooting
son.
Bad man, no cops go to. We no just get me cute to the head of the heart when ninja a shoot. We no cops scout, we no just get me cute. Disrespect, we put you in a boat suit. And no like me a talk, we say this are the truth. If you feel say you bad, just step on me boot. Take me fi fool, jet me in a me loop. Me no go investigate, will a shoot me a shoot. Me we kill off a gang, me we shut up a group. Me no care if a dang a coulda done a dupe. Me heartless and fearless, merciless youth. Step in ninja, come murder a brute.
Oh, you a talk, say, man dem must get me crazy. Hold them time bout ninja. Ninja have mercy, I don't run. You think dog and come be fun, wanna run. You see the dog and you don't come in. Don't leave this with the damn boy gun.
You see me, I wear a white pants, white shirt, white t-shirt, white pants, white marina, white socks, white hat. I lick in a white gun, lick a white shirt under your black. Oh God, we're gonna be a peanut man and one peanut man. Me ball seed, then don't give me a popping gun. Sick foot, sick them, I go go one. I go me ball, hollow pine, bad boy, take one, go sit down. Sit the gog on ya with the one house. I go me tell no hollow pine, bad boy, take one, go sit down. Sit the gog on ya with the one house. I go me did a tease me, you put him in the cool. Don't me did a quarter, nothing's a easy ride down. Lock up the hole at the one house. I go give me ninja force and ninja run them down. The bounty killer run gun. So some boy, I tell me, you me turn fool and I go. Then we shut out me head back and lick me pan. Now me get the time, me go papa me. Me ball see the nung the men papa fin gun. Never to provoke him till men done. And I go me ball see the nung a gun. Let the toast in gun.
Let the cop and fire 45. Running boat, just run back. We are in the zone, ready to come and murder.
It's all about fun.
Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus Christ.
Phenomena, no wanna. Man, no listen to the Donna. Original gun, chigar, gun, right, you know, hear me, ball out, pour the thing, pan, jump, and hey, going to die tonight.
Anything, test man, me clean,
this,
me gone.
This rhythm is that's really, really heavy, fire, heavy, 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 hardcore.
Running
like, boat,
just run back. We are in the zone, ready to commit murder.
Hear this, Jesus Christ, man.
Why? Phenomena, me no wanna. Man, no listen to the Donna.
Original gun, chigar, gun, right down. Yo, hear me, no hear me, ball up. Pour the things, and jump on ahead. Going to die tonight, watch out. I think I see my brother selector. Coming to go kill somebody.
It's like Howard Stern, except like 20 times more meta, like.
I come to town to murder town and sound why I be go down with my gun on the room.
Make the little fucking the fucking ginger ale can sound opening.
We are going to them down car 18, 19, 21. Come on. Some boy gone underground, underground. And I know you up in the run. Mumba did that tell you some boy no fi come. He said that him a did them bad boy that dumb. Papa did that tell you some boy be come dumb. He said electrify say boom magnum. Sister cry and say man go see dumb. You know see your face in rubber next zone underground.
People that, get back
with you. Mad Cabragin, all original bad boy. Put your gun high, let me tell boy, watch ya. Me ball, die for that from the program. Get this over your boss. I know two fears come out and it's me ball. Die for that from the program. Get this over your boss. I know to me move. Merciless, heartless, dirty jungle. Buffy kill sissy, not changing no. Murder your mama and your papa just so. Head back, click out and your yai gone so. Everybody say that in my row. Yeah, this the road was just so because guys should get from the program. Get this where we are boss. And no toothpaste come out of this method. Them guys should get from the program. Get this where we are boss. And no toothpaste come out of. We are vigilant, we not take prisoner. When we are here, we start from grandmother. We right back down to the little toddler. Question no ask, we no give no answer. If we murder them, regardless of what. Gone by the road, the road run out. Yo, stop, stop me murder them, no cause. Die up in the from the program, get this where we are boss. And no toothpaste come out of this method. Them why if we did from the program, get this where we are boss.
Literally killing,
watch out.
And we're so glad to be back. Hang out pan line and spread out pan stone. All of us in man, make them know this. How we do the killing and the burying. How we drive the earth up in a ranting. How we dig the grave, no doubt about that. Put in the cap, my cloth, I was on top. How we drive the earth up in a ranting. How we dig the grave, no doubt about that. Put in the cap, my cloth, I was on top. R.I.P. that mean rest in peace. And that we tell them truth, them never speak. You know, they may not be a funeral sheep. Spooky folk, give me some man well love speak. Wicked man, broke you like ice chuck your leak. A bed and a bowl like a baby, a creep. With it all, your life is like piece of meat. Family and cry individual a weep. All dressed in black, a funeral, them a reek. Yet still King Jam is up in make a speak. How we do the killing and the dirty. How we try the earth for funeral and thing. How we dig the grave, no doubt about that. Put in the cap, my plan, flowers, fun, tap again. We do the killing and the dirty. How we dig the grave, no doubt about that. Put in the cup, my plant, I was fast up. Get smart, anyway you see me, you feel more. Anyway, please, I'll get no more, 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 no more.
Yeah. All right. Hey, where are you at? You over here? Jack? I see you in the window. Wow. Great gun wash tonight. Wow.
Feels good.
It feels good. It feels very, very, very good. Let me check my little smart
surf shorts, no shirt, goggles.
Goggles. Shit, man. You know what? I really think I lost my phone. It's 8:13.
I'll call you, man.
Oh, no, I got it. Hey, listen, it's 8:13 if you'd like to set your clocks. And let me tell you something right now. It is 48 and overcast here in Bushwick, New York. Always overcast on Gunwash.
It does not just feel like 48 degrees.
It doesn't feel like 48 degrees.
We're getting a little... Shut the fuck up.
Hey, Max, you're calling me right now.
Smack that, baby.
Yeah, no, I found the phone. Thank you.
Yes.
No. That's a... We got a tight-knit team over here.
Someone told me it's really, really hot outside.
Yeah.
Hot moto speed.
How hot is it outside?
Hey, you know, Armando.
So hot, there's lasers coming out of my nipples.
Splivington.
I had
oh
to put
God.
On my sunglasses to use the bathroom.
Splivington plays.
I know what you mean.
Fucking big tune. Ninja Man followed by Mad Cobra followed by Terra Fabulous. Wow.
That was a crazy
wow,
Splivington.
Wow, wow, wow.
It was really good. Really good. Bravo.
I saw Jack dancing.
Force field.
Head, head back, leak out, and, you know, the whole Mad Cobra thing. Yeah, I don't even know how to do
so
it.
So this is that girl that Chris is seeing.
Asian, I don't know the Asian. All right, all right, all right. Bleeding Gums Murphy just sat down with a saxophone. His name's Armando.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, you know, Armando. No, you're putting it on wrong. Come on. Hey, Armando, take it off. Come on. Put it on your right. Come on. No. Yeah. You got it.
What is wrong with...
There's nothing wrong. You've read nothing wrong.
Transforms into a bong.
I put the right side on the left side and the left side on the right side.
Hey, Armando, you know, I'm glad we got to... Cause you know, like last week's episode, we kind of wanted to talk about all this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about like these girls and how, you know, it's so bugged out that last week we were going to talk about something, and then we were talking about we should talk about last week, and then while I was telling you about that,
this week's stuff came through.
All this week's stuff came
through.
Yeah,
and now we got like this week and last week to cover.
So we have a backlog. We can address that.
We can address
future
that
future episodes.
All right. So first thing, let me say one thing. Okay. I went outside on Second Street.
It's more of a balanced pace.
Yeah. Jack, yeah,
just like that.
Pull up some C-Punk so I can tell a story.
The older games, you had too many people. You had like 20 fucking racers. Yep. This game cuts down on the number of people that are actually racing.
Jet Moto 5.
Yes, I miss Jet Moto.
Jet Moto 5, yeah. This game actually...
Jet Moto all right. 5 is genius.
Yeah. So, Hot Moto Speed, Jet Moto, fucking Wave Runner 64. I was outside walking my dog the other night, Armando, Star Fox, and then Star Fox 64. Pilot Wings?
Wow. That was my shit right there, Pilot Wings.
Have you ever played Blast Zone Mega? You bought
Blast
Zone Mega.
Yes, of course I played Blast Zone Mega. Downloaded on iTunes for Blast Zone Mega.
I will not give you your money back.
The user interface of Blast Zone Mega. Actually,
very well made game.
I was like halfway poor, so chill with all the video games. I have to get like some of the video games.
99 cents.
Chill.
Yeah, you had the one machine that had all the video games.
We had like share controllers.
Yeah, we're so listen. Let me tell you something. While the Witch House is playing.
Yeah,
I told you this already. I went out last night. I walked my dog. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I was talking to you.
Yeah, I was on the phone with you, and I walked my dog down the block. She did number two. Okay. And I walked around a little bit. I was a little bit like, you know, I was talking to you on the phone. I was a little bit
driven. Pilot Wings.
These women, older than I. I don't know how old.
Like
older
32.
Than I.
They were probably like 32.
You could tell. You could tell through the phone. They were like 32. Yeah, exactly.
I always like to be hot.
And
like,
black on.
Yeah. And they were like. Pick up after... They were like, you are disgusting. Like, pick up after your dog. Like, you are disgusting, man. Ugh, that is disgusting. And I'm like a quarter of a football field away from these women. And I'm walking around. And don't get me wrong. I do feel bad about not picking up the shit because I'm kind of like wandering around talking to Armando while the shit is sitting there. Slow jamming the shit and the story. And so I start taking off like flyers from because they're like, this guy is disgusting. And I start taking flyers.
Gotta clean the poo.
I start taking flyers off of like a telephone pole, you know, so I can get paper to pick up the shit. And I turn to them while I'm on the phone with Armando, and they're like, what are you looking at? Because I wanted to like kind of be an asshole, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, I don't know.
Middle of the conversation.
No, but peep, listen. This is the very end, I promise. And then I'm like, are you from Second Street? And they're like, yes. And then they blow a whistle at me, like a rape whistle. But I'm like 25 yards. I'm like 30, 35 yards away from these women.
Within striking distance.
Not within striking distance. Like within projectile distance if I really wanted to throw some
shit. If you had a slingshot.
Like yeah, like... And they're like, and she like, she was like,
exactly.
Brr, what? Brr, and then like looked at me like, you fucking asshole, fucking asshole, and then like walked in the house, whatever.
What? And I'm hearing it.
Whatever. Meanwhile, I did pick up the dog, the crap. I did pick up the dog.
Yeah.
I heard this through the phone, and I was like, yo, yeah. Did someone just yell at you?
Yeah, or? I was yelling while I was on. Hey, you know something? Let me tell you something, man. Dog crap is, like, good for the, you know?
It's like manure.
Yeah, like compost, you know?
My front lawn has these dark green spots
that are like a foot
taller than the
fuck
rest of the lawn.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's where he pisses.
Dude, in the Meltzer houses, I got the old people home next to my house, and they always get mad at me because I let the dog run in there and do the shit. Where she goes, because, you know, they have an area where they go, you know, I mean, they know.
They sniff?
Yeah, they know the area they like, you know, so they sort of, like, repeat in that area. Exactly, yeah.
I like that I can, like, if I pee in front of a cop, I'll get a ticket, but I can just vomit in front of them.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Totally good.
It's because it involves your
Yo, by the way, genitals. That slow jam was Pilot Wings 64.
That's what I know, man.
Really?
That's what happens when you press the start button.
You transcended even Max Bowes.
I was killer on the jetpack.
By the way, new Gunwash cover. New Gunwash cover about to pop off. Probably already popped off.
It's already on Facebook.
My,
it's already
outside of my control by Max Bowes.
732 likes.
Two weeks in a row by Max Bode. All right, all right.
Insta-Bode.
Insta-Bode.
Hey, so before I get back to the concrete part of the show that we're supposed to be talking about, I wanted to say that I think I'm going to change my Instagram name to Instant Grams.
Oh, whoa.
And it's not taken. It's not taken.
Yeah. Now it is.
So now it is. You're freaking done.
All right. Hey, listen, Sam.
Wow. You got an iPhone?
Dude.
Change it right now.
Wow.
Sam, I think
there's work to be done here, obviously, right? Because, you know, the graffiti has already gone through the corporate takeover and now the downfall and then up again and down again and up and down. When I was in college, I wrote graffiti. High school, I wrote graffiti. And then, you know, Mint and Surf came along and I was like, all right.
Yeah, shouts out to them. I was actually, they listened to Gunwash.
Oh, really?
Yo,
Mint
listen,
and
when
they,
Surf
listen to Surf Gunwash. Are good dudes, man.
No, because I'm sure they're great, but listen, when they popped off, I was like, all right, I'm behind. I'm too slow. I can't write graffiti anymore because I can't keep up with it. We got famous graffiti writers.
They're fucking Tokyo.
3-6.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
3-6 RTH.
Yeah, when I saw Autograph, I was like, I guess I'm late to be good at graph. You know, that's how I felt, you know? And that's when I got into graphics.
Shout out to Autograph Part 2 for them being their book.
Yo, shout out to Nove York, who I don't know, but has the raw part in State Your Name 1, which was like the throwback masterpiece of like my life. Anyway.
Yeah, great film.
Right on the bus.
Yeah.
Yo, but shout out to Complex Paper Magazine for letting us do that photo shoot.
Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was studios. Awesome. Paper Magazine. We'll be on the cover of Paper Magazine and Rob Report next month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yo,
sir,
so speaking
sir.
Of which, real quick.
Hi, this is Michael Ready? Gonzalez, writer from complex.com, and you're listening
See,
to
it's
Eric
Complex.
The
there you go. See, and we even got into the nerdy graffiti stuff.
Fun drops.
But we got the main graffiti nerd here.
Yeah.
Before the internet. That's the thing that blows me away. Because
all right, so touch on that a little bit in the last 15 minutes of the show.
Because people think about it, like, how you have to have a lot of patience because I'm mailing you something,
right?
You know, so
Pony Express,
that and the whole thought about like, okay, I don't even know who I'm mailing this to, but that person has the same, like, they like the same thing I like. So
yeah, great connections. You know, I have a lot of connections around the world of people I've been in touch with for a long time, and
tell us,
you know, if it wasn't for this kind of you know, early, you know, networking, that wouldn't have happened. And so, you know, aside from just the networking, you know, a lot, there was like advertising and some of these, you know, magazines were like the early purveyors of streetwear. And,
oh, we were looking at that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But I mean, when you're reaching out, sorry to interrupt, but I mean, listen. To be quite frank with you, some of the pieces you have are like,
yeah, we should mention back who the people were on that.
Right. Some of the pieces you have are like Xeroxed magazines. I'm
right.
sure if you're reaching out to those people, they're fucking hyped that you're reaching out.
Absolutely.
To them.
Absolutely. And if you you know, one thing that, you know, to touch on the pre-internet thing is these magazines would have, you know, lists of people to write to, and that's how these early connections
wow.
would be
yeah,
made.
That's fucking interesting.
And, you know, it would be anything crazy. From other magazines looking to reach out to, you know, Dave so-and-so, you know, is looking for freight flicks, and like that's how these connections
wow.
would be made. And you just reach out, and, you know, you have good faith, and, you know, that's how the networking was happening. And then people were building businesses off of that, creating Fat Caps, and, you know, that's the original.
Or going to that thing. I remember people were talking about that whole bench thing and 149.
Oh, bench. I know the bench by American Apparel. But
no,
then the, no,
that's
no,
that's A Bench. That's A Bench.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay,
that
okay.
whole
yeah, yeah, yeah,
thing
yeah, yeah, yeah.
that A Life and
no Stephen like Power. Whatever. I'm not gossiping.
Now that you have the biggest collection, do you find a lot of people reaching out to you?
Well, that's
thank you, Max. Wow.
Yeah, thanks. That's what kind of I'm reaching out to other people right now because you know it got to the point where I realized wow I've amassed this collection and I need to put it out there and. You know, use it as a tool for people to now reconnect. And so if anyone wants to get involved with the organization, definitely come to graphmags.com, sign up for the mailing list, you know, hit me up, I'll send you stickers, you know, we'll do it old school style.
Dude.
And if you're in the Boston area and you actually want to get involved with, you know, working hands-on with the collection and getting this library online to share, definitely send me a message and we'll connect.
He's Sam. He's an extremely genial guy. He's not going to ask you what you write. He's not going to be like, what do you write? He's not going to say that. Don't worry.
Word.
Because that shit is very, very intimidating. When a third, hey, that is very intimidating.
Especially if you're in a three building or something.
yeah, seriously. With someone like, so we're like walking around with
someone
like a spray paint can.
Asking you something. Yo,
you like walk
like
around
that.
With a spray paint can and someone asks you what you write and they're like extremely like an older, larger person and you're like, I don't write, I'm spray painting a chair, I'm spray painting
yeah,
a chair.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it, I remember when, I remember when that dude Remo slammed Jome and he, and after he slammed him,
oh,
he was like,
well, that's a dangerous
he was
guy,
like, yo, what do you write? Yeah. And I was like, whoa!
I don't write. I'm writing down the street. I'm riding next face. I write on the VW forum. Was that?
I'm writing on the Vertical Yacht Club, and my
writing on
right
the
now, my total MPH is 120.
Jet moto speed, hot moto speed, full service. Okay, so if you guys saw the cover, I can see it. I saw it from the show, but I bet you people even saw it before I fucking saw it, because Max is, you know, my whole team is great at spreading the word, you know. And you know what I was saying to my friends the other day? Like, I always tell my friends to tune into Gunwash, but you know the truth, you know.
No one listens.
Yeah, no one listens. My friend,
I think no one
listen.
Has the patience.
Not a single caller.
No. The point. Well, the reason they might not be calling is because people like Jerry Jones are listening extremely well. They just want to listen. But the thing about it is, like, I'll tell my friends, hey, like, tune in or listen, and they will never listen, and that's fine. They're not going to listen. The point is, there's people out there who do, and they're not my fucking friends.
Thank you.
It's a great show.
They're fucking weirdos. They're fucking not my friend.
How many
I don't
of those people
with.
Listen to radio
the
at all?
These people live in Zeni, Ohio. They don't live here. They
but the
live,
thing is,
you know,
the
they,
word friends is kind of bugged out.
Yeah, it's loaded. It's loaded for sure.
It creeps me out.
That
the word
for sure loaded. I got a text here. I cannot.
You know, I just noticed that my phone is off. I think that's why no one called.
We made it through
is
like
that a phone. What is that?
That's a chandelier falling from like the second floor.
No. I'm trying to remember if there was a train joke in this episode. I'm like spacing out. Was there?
I missed my train.
Oh yeah. What are you stretching out for, man? Oh, you got a
I was charging. I was.
You got
my phone was off.
You got a Chizard.
I was like,
I think it's
this
the
dude
beard.
This dude looks untamed, man.
Untamed.
He looks like Ishmael.
I'm not cutting my hair or my beard until my birthday. By the way, October 28th is my birthday.
So get a cake ready. Make sure you got a cake with ice cream inside.
All I eat is cake and pizza.
Dominican cake.
All I eat is fried Dominican cake at all times.
Some flan.
Hey, listen, to my guest, Sam, hey, you got anything? Hey, you got any, like, last, you got a closing statement? That's kind of how we do it around here. We start, you know, we kind of, like, just open.
Yeah, no, Aaron, thank you for having me. It was very excellent.
Did you really think it was excellent?
I do, man.
It's
this
all about
is, this
fun
is great.
Here, man.
It's,
we don't know.
It's
we
a great time.
You know, I don't know what's going
here,
on.
Appreciate it. Sam, the thing is here, we don't take ourselves serious.
Yeah, I don't really.
We
like plan the show like as we're doing the show, you know? We don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we show up to work with no shirts on, you know? We're those type of people.
Jack, drop that.
Spliff told me to lower my voice. Am I peaking, Jack?
Surf shorts, no shirt, goggles.
It's the end of Gunwash. Gunwash
levels. The levels are great.
Episode 20. Yeah, Jack's out.
Joe is fired though.
No, don't fire Joe.
Give him another chance.
Don't fire Mighty Joe Young. Don't fire Mighty Joe Young. He might anamorph into a gorilla. Welcome to. I mean. Together as a team, we've reached the end of Gunwash episode 27. Yeah. Two more weeks till Armando. Only one more episode with Armando. Well, we
Everyone's taking me to the airport.
We don't know what's going on yet.
So it's either Max or Spliff.
We don't know yet what's going on.
I got some pegs on my bicycle.
I can ride my Spain,
listening to Gunwash 6 hours ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to be some coordination of people are going to be 6 hours ahead. We don't know about next week.
Yo, but Aaron, I had a side conversation with Max, and it was either going to be Max or Spliff taking me to the airport at 5:45.
All right, so we
if it's possible,
we still have next week's episode with you here to get through. We don't know the guest. The guest is something cool, but it's not. We're not sure.
Can't tell.
We can't tell. We don't know yet, so we're not going to give it up. So let me thank you for listening to Gunwash. You know, you can always catch us here every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. We compete with 30 Rock, and our ratings far exceed that of 30 Rock. And if you want to get at me, it's gunwash.com. Friendship.
You said that wrong.
Or at Gunwash at Twitter.
At Gunwash at Twitter. Gunwash@gmail.com.
Hurry home.
Hurry home. Vertical Yacht Club. Graphmags.com. If you want to talk to Sam. Well, we had an invigorating episode. All right, listen. 8:30 p.m.
Scares me.
Your clocks. Friendship. Pull up.
I still only do friendship. 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 禅心悦悟，透彻人生，内心无爱无畏，表现出大智大勇的气概。在少林寺的特定环境中，僧人的生活受佛教戒律的约束，教外别传，直指人心，见性成佛，由祖师一代代传下来。而少林功夫的口传身授之法，也是与禅宗思想一致的。禅五合一成为少林功夫的主导思想。少林功夫作为少林寺僧人日常生活的组成部分，也被纳入到学佛修禅之中。演练少林功夫的主体是禅者。禅心悦悟，透彻人生，内心无爱无畏，表现出大智大勇的气概。在少林寺的特定环境中，僧人的生活受佛教戒律的约束。思想与中国武功结合，逐步形成了少林功夫的禅武合一思想，它是少林功夫的主导思想。这是一种精神与力量的结合，一种信仰与磨练的产物，一种禅与武思想的自然能力，一种传承了1500年的古老文化。少林寺与中国。
1495年，朝廷为印度高僧阿耨多罗什设计，地处于中国河南东峰少室山林中，故名少林寺。这就是中国佛教禅宗教派的主体和少林功夫的发源。形成了以观世音菩萨妙理为特征的净纳罗光寺，这是少林功夫信仰的基础。它是少林功夫作为少林寺宗教文化的重点。
Hey, this is Jean-Luc from Lotus Wines in New York City. You're listening to Heritage Radio.
Hi, this is Art Bell, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network, specifically Gunwash from Brunswick, New York. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderer, executive chef of Maialino Restaurant in New York City, and I listen to Heritage Radio Network.